how much diverse beauty a group of six students can see. I think the best beaches that I saw were probably the black sand beaches in Hawaii with a really, really nice powder and big waves. The Massachusetts beaches are okay, but I don't know. There's never a lot of sand, and it's never that warm anyway. So Hawaii is definitely my favorite. I don't know. What do you guys have to say?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not much of a global traveler, but, like, I'm down with any kind of beach, you know, as long as it's warm and a little bit inviting. But we got someone wants to talk beaches, yeah?
Eh.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. All right, well, we're bringing you out here with a little intro from, or instrumental, Danny Brown. And just for the last time, this is Tortellini Tom with Chief Keeps Barrier Reef.
Chief Keeps Barrier Reef.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wrap.
All right, that's a wrap.
Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune. Yes, that's what you are. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dong daring you since 1990. No plans to stop anytime soon, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, 65 minutes, around about the midnight 10 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Weeks. Just weeks. It's a lot. Boy, have we got a list. Summer's got to get here soon. It's going to start. Start soon. Come on, summer. Hated to miss you all last week. I need for you to know that it was not the way I wanted to spend my Saturday night last week. Oh, no, it never is. With you, the listener, is really the only way to spend each and every Saturday night. You know, with the vague exception. But we're here tonight, together again, very excited about it. And as some of you know that I often do, I was working on a show. I didn't like it. I threw it away. And realized that I should generally just listen to our titular head of research. Not the titular head of the Republican Party, mind you, but our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. I should just listen to him. Especially over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where we all really know that the best way to make things happen sometimes is monkey see, monkey do, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My baby wears red silk stockings, as all her girlfriends do. And when we dance, she's got to dance like all her girlfriends do. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. She's gotta be in that clique, and all that jive just makes me sick. Monkey see, monkey do. A brand new spot just south of town. She said, now don't be square. Let's groove on down and do the do, cause everybody's there. Then she told me yesterday, I got to buy a brand new car. She's got to go first class and on, cause all her girlfriends are. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. She's gotta be in that clique, and all that jive just makes me sick. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. Or out of an aeroplane, or took a rocket to the moon, she'd want to do the same. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. She's gotta be in that clique, and all that jive just makes me sick. Monkey see, monkey do.
Oh, why do people go to zoos to watch the monkeys play and flock around the cage by the dozen? Could it be they're wanting missing links for the family tree, and they hope to recognize some long-lost cousins? All of the monkeys ain't in the zoo. There's some running loose around me and you. What watch when you're in a crowd, and you'll agree too that all of the monkeys ain't in the zoo. Oh, the young folks like the Beatles, they say their music's tough. It's got the sound and beat they like, they say. They flood the ticket office when the boys come into town, then scream so loud they can't even hear them play. All of the monkeys ain't in the zoo. There's some are doing the swim around me and you. Watch when you're in a crowd and you'll agree too that all of the monkeys ain't in the zoo. This song, it's not so pretty and it's kind of silly. When I sang it for the company man, it like to drove him wild. He said, make a record of it, it's a dilly. All of the monkeys ain't in the zoo. There's some making records for us to listen to. Watch when you're in a crowd and you'll agree to that all of the monkeys ain't in the zoo.
Buckle my shoe, 3, 4, shut the door, 5, 6, pick up sticks, 7, 8, lay them straight, 9, 10, a big fat hip, pops, oops, ears, pops.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are at Cape Canaveral to witness the launching of the capsule containing Ham, the little chimpanzee. But first, we'd like to tell you something about him.
They took him from the jungle and they brought him here just to take a ride up through the stratosphere. Well, he's about the smartest little chimpanzee. He imitates and tries to talk like you and me. Of course, all this to him was just a mystery. They told him someday he'd go down in history. Well, he was such an actor, so they called him Ham. He was gonna take the risk instead of man. Now look, you guys, I want 500 bananas for this job, see? Yeah. They put him in a capsule like a rocket ship. He didn't mind at all, he just enjoyed the trip. Sailing through the air with the greatest of ease. He never traveled faster through no jungle trees. To tell the truth, I'm frightened. A real proud American from outer space. He surely is a credit to the monkey race. The moral of the story you can plainly see. Some humans ain't as smart as a chimpanzee.
Ladies and gentlemen, the capsule has now safely returned to Earth. In a moment, we will hear the voice of the first monkey to conquer space. And here he is now. How about a few words, Ham?
Well, really, darling, it's been a most tiring trip. I think I'll go to my room now and rest.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I know where I'm at. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Moving right through all of this monkey silliness, we do thank our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., for nudging me in the direction, whether he knew he did it or not. He plays innocent. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in the closet, waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. It's a ladder. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. It's a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your good friends here at WMFO. Perhaps that's yet another in the series of don't do things while under the influence of anything. Public service announcements here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. That's up to you to know if that's the case. So yeah, we got lots of Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites in tonight's episode. Of course we do. Got a couple of representatives from the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars, just like Darling Pet Monkey that you just heard. And look, here's another one. Your favorite tithead and mine, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Four little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Three little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and that cat said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Two little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor. The doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Jumping on the bed. He fell off and he bumped his little monkey head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Now they're jumping on the sofa instead.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around, oh. I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. Talk like you. You'll see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too.
Thank you. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Concerning the monkey story, They say it's just a matter of opinion, but is that what the good book says? I was talking with a man about religion one day, and he said, I don't believe in your philosophy. He said, I don't even believe there's a God. Well, I said, where did you come from? He said, I came from my parents. Well, I said, where did your parents come from? He said, from my grandparents. Well, I said, where did your grandparents come from? He said, they came from my forefathers. Well, I said, where did your forefathers come from? He said, they came from a monkey. Well, I said, where did the monkey come from? He paused, then said, well, you've got me there. Now, I know some people would have gone back beyond the monkey, and if you believe the monkey story, you've got to go way back to nowhere where nothing became something, and that something happened to be a little speck. The speck developed into a tadpole, the tadpole into a frog, and the frog into a monkey. One day the monkey was climbing around in the trees and fell out of one of the trees and broke off his tail. He ran across the street and bought him a suit of clothes. He went into one of the big universities and got him a Ph.D. He reared back, put his thumbs under his suspenders and said, well, thank goodness I've become a man at last. Now, if monkeys produced men in the past, why don't they produce men now? I mean real men. I claim no relationship to a monkey, but if I were some people, I would. Because actually, a monkey has more sense than some people. If a monkey could speak for himself, he would say without question, there's bound to be a supreme being, and only a fool would deny his existence. And he'd defend himself of his so-called descendants, too. Would a monkey take pride in the mess of this human race? No monkey ever deserted a wife, starved his babies, and ruined their lives. And you never knew a mother monk to leave her babies with others to bunk, or pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew their mother. Here's another thing a monk won't do. Go out all night and get in a stew, or use a gun or a club or a knife to take another monkey's life. Now, if you believe the monkey story, that's the privilege of your belief. Just be sure that you don't bring an insult to his family. And always remember that it's easier for a man to make a monkey out of himself than it is for a monkey to make a man out of himself. I mean a real man.
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Sat in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the other, now listen you two, there's a certain rumor that can't be true, that man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, starved her baby, and ruin her life, yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And you never known a mother monk to leave the babies with others to bunk, or pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother, yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And another thing you will never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree and let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monkeys to come and taste. Why, if I put a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do. Go out at night and get on a stew, or use a gun, a club, or knife to take another monkey's life. Yes, man descended the weightless bum, but brothers, from us he did not come. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind.
Who's that running around the table over there?
Well, it looks like a monkey chasing something.
All around the vinegar jug, the monkey chased a weasel. The monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, the monkey chased a weasel. The monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, the monkey chased a weasel. The monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, the monkey chased a weasel. The monkey clumb a cinnamon tree.
Monkey, monkey, sitting on a rail, picking his teeth with the end of his tail.
Monkeys are fun to watch. Look at the silly things they do.
Monkey see and monkey do. The monkey does the same as you.
A little monkey who can ride a bike.
Monkeys are good at that.
Monkey shines, monkey shines. Come with us and play. And we'll all have monkey shines all the livelong day.
Swing upside down like a man on the flying trapeze. They eat bananas and coconuts too. They'll beg for some peanuts and popcorn from you. They make people giggle and they give a wiggle. The monkeys are really the clowns of the zoo.
We cannot use little monkeys who don't do as they are told.
Tells how night vision light. They say it's age, not a lack of solving. Still we're not far from that monkey side. I own a skate park and I'll buy you anything. Got a laminated cart and I love to hear it ring. I rattle off figures like a baby shake toy. A little bit of plastic for a little bit of boy. Monkey in a convent, crazy as a loon, drooling up food while licking on a spoon. Is there any difference when we reach that stage? Are we monkeys in a convent or people in a cage? Monkey in a convent, I'm climbing up the ladder, heading for the roof. I got no fear of falling, I don't own a single tooth. It's not the way I planned it, but sometimes you gotta sin. I swallow you whole, won't send up a warning fin. Monkey in a convent, crazy as a loon, drooling up food while licking on a spoon. Is there any difference when we reach that stage? Are we monkeys in a convent or people in a cage? Monkey in a convent. They say it's age, not a lack of solving. Still, we're not far from that monkey's side. Monkey in a convent, crazy as a loon, drooling up food while licking on some spoon. Is there any difference when we reach that stage? Are we monkeys in a convent or people in a cage? Monkey in a convent. Monkey in a convent.
Come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby.
Come on, baby, that's all I want. Come on, baby, let's do the scene. Be long gone from a golden green. Monkeys in my hat pen. I can do a handstand. Gas and a chronic hypertension for moving fast. Monkeys in my hat pen. I can do a handstand. Got plenty money in my old blue jeans. To be long gone from my bowling green. Be long gone from my bowling green. Be long gone from a bowling green. Monkeys in my hat pen. I can do a handstand. Got plenty money in my old blue jeans. Be long gone from a bowling green. Be long gone from a bowling green. Be long gone from a bowling green.
Then they counted down, the rocket left. hickory dickory docky. She orbits the earth in a rocket. Her nose cone inflates, she hurtles into space. Hickory dickory docky. Oh, wish I was a monkey, a monkey back in the zoo.
Right now, by the miracle of recording, we're going to go to a recent Sunday morning service in the which two precious little girls were singing. Their names, Robin and Crystal Bernard. Reverend Mrs. Jerry Bernard are the parents. Jerry is accompanying Robin and Crystal as they sing, but this is a happy song, a song that they sang in the Sunday morning service that was televised nationwide. We had so many requests for them to do it again that that's exactly what they did. The Monkey Song. It's their answer to the ridiculous theory of evolution. So right now, by the miracle of recording, Robin and Crystal Bernard singing a song that probably you haven't heard before, but I'm sure after you hear it this time, you'll want to be hearing it again. I don't know of any better way than just to call it what it is. It's the Monkey Song, and it's about the monkey theory, the ridiculous theory of evolution that refutes the Bible account of creation. Robin and Crystal Bernard.
I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. It seems so unbelievable, and yet they're saying it's true. They're teaching us about it in school now, that humans were monkeys once too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Although it's so ridiculous, they're teaching us now that it's true. The teachers that came from a monkey would be better off in a zoo. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. It seems so much more better